Okay. Dan, what would you call the part in a cherry, inside a cherry, that you would not eat, you'd throw it away?
The pit.
Okay, would you call anything else?
Seed. The seed. But the pit.
Alright.
Same with an olive, it'd be the pit.
Okay. What about inside a peach?
The pit, or the seed.
Okay. What's the kind of peach where the flesh or the meat of the peach is tied against the stone, the seed?
That's true. Stone's another one, yeah. What would I call?
What kind of peach is it? If the flesh of the peach is very tight against the seed, it's a special, it's a kind of peach. Have you ever?
Oh wait, oh I think I know. Yeah, you're talking about like a. Oh, you buy them canned, and they're starts with a C maybe I think, and they're damn, what are they called? They're I'll get it in a minute. I cannot for the life of me. I've eaten them all the time. Something.
Just cling peach.
Yeah, cling peach. Yeah, cling peaches.
Have you ever heard of cling peach been called a plum peach or a pressed peach or a stick stone, cleave stone?
No, never. Just cling peaches only just because I had them in a can and that's what they said on the can.
Well, would you know the other kind of peach where it is loose? It's not.
No, I wouldn't know.
Okay, so you.
Just peach, Georgia peach, or.
Never heard of a freestone peach or a clear seed peach or soft peach?
No, never.
Okay.
Never paid that.
Alright. What's the inner part of an apple where you'll find?
The core. I mean, after you've eaten, yeah, the core. And the...
Alright.
That's true.
when you cut up apples or peaches and dry them, you're making.
Dried fruit.
Have you ever heard of snits?
Snits?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. The kind of nuts you pull up out of the ground and roast?
Peanuts.
Yeah, what else, Mike? You've probably heard some other terms for peanuts, haven't you?
Well, there's a legume, bit.
Well, other terms, synonyms for peanut. Have you ever heard any?
Oh, salted, let me think. For peanut?
Yeah.
For just nuts? I've had like salted peanuts, you know, roasted peanuts, boiled peanuts.
But a word different than peanuts. Okay, then have you ever heard of, say, ground peas or groobies or goobers or pinders?
The only time I've seen goobers is when it was on a candy package.
Oh, okay.
But no, it's always been peanuts for me.
What might be a kind of a nut that might be used in cooking? So, name some nuts.
Almonds?
Yeah.
Okay, almonds. Those people use pecans, and others use walnuts. Yeah, walnuts, pecans, and almonds are pretty prevalent cooking nut. Oh, you get hazels in Brazil.
Okay, what's the fruit of Florida?
The orange.
And if I had a bowl of oranges,
right,
and it was full in the morning, but then later it was empty, you might come up to that bowl and say,
where did all the oranges go?
Or,
what happened to the oranges? Who ate the oranges? Or, you know, whatever, like, who stole the oranges?
Or maybe if somebody asked, let me think.
Oh, somebody was hungry.
If somebody was coming in to get an orange, and you just, instead of them wasting their time going into the kitchen to get it, you might say...
You mean for the oranges?
Yeah.
You know, help yourself to an orange.
No, if all the oranges are gone and you knew it.
Okay, excuse me.